On Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome to the midweek form preview, racing at Ladbrokes Park, Sandown on the hillside. Today the rail is at 14 metres and currently it is just looking at the track conditions as we chase down the track manager for Sandown today. It's currently rated a soft 7. It is a pretty gloomy old day. Not sure if much rain is predicted for the day, but we will bring you the track conditions as soon as we get hold of the track manager out at Sandown today. Dean Lester is the man to find us all the winners. Morning, Dino. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, Michael.
How do you expect the day to play on the hillside today?
It's getting a little bit messy. The track downgrade came through only in the last 5 minutes. It was a soft 6. Soft 7 came through at 9.59. So they've had rain, and I think there's rain predicted. So there was 1.2 mil of rain after the track report this morning, a little bit more. And we're out wide. Track's had a lot of wear. So, I would think, it's going to be pretty tough going.
Well, it's a good card too. There's some intriguing runners today. So let's hope they don't get too much more rain. Are you confident or is it tread warily?
A little bit tread warily. I think the middle of the program's where we'll hopefully find a bit of value and a couple of winners.
All right. Let's try and see if we can get some inside mail because Andrew Noblett's got three nice runners heading to the hillside circuit today. Good morning, Andrew. How are you, mate? Oh, he's not there. All right. Well, we'll get him up in a moment, Dino. Oh, there he is. Hello, Andrew. Are you there?
Morning. How are you going, Michael?
Yeah, good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, well, thank you.
We were just talking to Dino. The track's just been downgraded in the last 5 minutes. It's now a slow or soft 7. How's that going to affect your runners today?
All good. Livingston Falls is probably the little question mark there. I was hoping the rain would stay away for her, but I don't think it'd worry the other two.
All right. Well, let's kick off with Demando, who goes around in race number 3. Not a bad run at Caulfield, considering the pattern of the day. Hit the line reasonably well. Steps up to the 1,400 today. You happy with how it's progressed?
Yeah, really happy with her. She's come through that run really well. And I agree with you the other day. She's probably in the wrong spot and out wide trying to make ground when you couldn't do that. Looks a nice sort of draw for her today. And up to the 1,400 should suit her.
With that draw, will she sit a bit closer or is she just a horse that really needs to find her feet?
Hope so. She wears a blanket and they can be a bit slow out with them on. So we can sit as close as we can without sort of putting too much pressure on her, but I'd say she wouldn't be too far back.
All right. Livingstone Falls is the favourite in race number 4. And as you said, you wouldn't want to see too much rain fall. But form-wise, you'd be happy with how she is at the moment. She's had two good runs back and really has the hoof on the till. Is that a major concern today about the weather, if it got any worse?
Just going on Bendigo, John wasn't overly enthusiastic about her, the way she went on that track, but it was a bit shifty and it was pretty chopped up. Probably be a lot better surface at Sandown today, although, the rain affected, but a better surface. As long as you get a footing, up to a mile is going to suit her as well. And if we get a clear run, she said sort of interrupted run the last two. All being equal, she should be hard to beat.
Does she go back again from that wide barrier?
I'll leave that to Ben. Hopefully we don't have to go too far back, but she's not really a go-forward horse.
Mm. And then you've got Godeline, who again is drawn wide in race number 5. It may not be a disadvantage by the time we get there over the mile. How do you think Godeline's going?
She's going terrific. I was really happy with her first up run over after a sort of a long break, and very encouraging there. Track won't worry her. She's going to have to go back to that awkward gate, but she'll balance up and she'll be hitting the line well.
Second up, fit enough to win?
She's definitely fit enough to win, need a bit of luck.
Who's your best today, do you think, Andrew?
Well, I think if Livingston Falls handles the track, she's my best.
All right, good luck today, Andrew.
Thanks, Michael.
Andrew Noblett with his thoughts there. Just struggling to get onto the track manager, Dino, so we'll press ahead with the form preview. And the first race is an intriguing race. There's a couple of well-spruced first starters here, but my numero uno is the favourite from the Nick Ryan stable. No scratchings. And Nick did give it a good push, said it's improved lengths from its debut win at Swan Hill. It's at $2.30. Cecil Street Lad, $4 from Richard Lamming. Heir Apparent, very well related with Black Caviar Blood. at $8 is another first starter from the Danny O'Brien stable, and then we're at to $10 for Rambo. Who did you like in the two-year-olds, Dino?
Yeah, it's a terrific race, Michael. Fair bit of hype about it. I think my numero uno is the starting point, though. I thought that was a good win at Swan Hill. He's since trialled really well, as Nick Ryan said, and the market's taken an absolute liking to him in the last hour. At $8.54, he was $3.40, and now he's at $2.30 chance at tab.com.au. So without any scratchings, that's a serious move once it opened up at 9 o'clock. So I'm with him. I'm pretty much in market order, though. I think Cecil Street Lad, he's had two recent jump outs. The first one was behind Jigsaw, and he tried well. And then the most recent one is under Stranglehold to the line. I certainly think there's ability there. Heir Apparent, as you mentioned, son of Cable Bay, but out of an unraced half-sister to Black Caviar. And I thought his trial with my numero uno recently was good. He looks a really bold-going sort of horse and certainly has ability. And the other first starter of the Freedmans here, T-Masters, you've got plenty of education, three jump outs, a recent Terrelgan trial, has got good speed. I think he'll use it here and run well. So they're the top four, and that's leaving out Rambo, who beat older horses last start, including Bell Ciel, who then went to Caulfield Mon on Saturday. So terrific two-year-old race, and I'd be putting all those five in an early quaddie if that's your bet form, but three, four, five and six.
Three, four, five and six. Yeah, my numero uno has been crunched from 3.30 into 2.30. What's a backable price for you, Dino?
Oh, not 2.30. I thought he was probably around his right price and rock bottom at 3.30, so because it's a really good competitive race.
All right, my numero uno, but it'll be a race to watch. Could be a bit of form that comes out of the first today at Ladbrokes Park. Race number two is over the 1,000 metres. In this race, we can take out 6 and 9. Twist of Fury for David Brydack is the favourite at $3.60. Cremosa got a good push from Maddie Lindsay. Two from two's at $6. Better Kick, $9. El Salto is at $9.50. And Continuance, who I was giving a bit of a chance to on the weekend, is a $10 chance saved for today's race. Who do you like in the second team?
Yeah, probably the hardest race of the day, Michael. Looks a really open affair. I'm thinking that there's one way over the odds here in number five, Nantucket, who has had two goes on the wet ground. He ran second to Our Playboy, who we know is just a really good wet tracker, as he proved when he won the Winx Guineas on Sunday. And second to Divine Caprice at Flemington. His summer campaign was all on good ground, and he was running well, but I think he's a much better wet tracker, and he's trialled up okay. I think he's got a good chance at odds in a very open race. I think Cremosa, nothing wrong with his two performances to date, got the job done at Bendigo. He's a son of Squamosa. They swim through the ground. I think he'll run well. Number 10, Agami Karma's first up. Couldn't find a recent jump out for this horse, but trialled, raced with my top selection, Nantucket, last preparation. So can line up their form lines. And he's down in the weights with the claim for Tio Nugent, who's back riding and back with a winner earlier in the week. And Tax-Free Profit, number 12. I thought the run to Melkovich was quite good. He was big odds there, but he ran very well. So I'm putting Twist of Fury in an early quaddie, but it's a really open race. 5, 2, 10 and 12.
5, 2, 10 and 12, race number 2. Today, race number 3 is over the 1,400 metres. We take none out. They all start. Lulu Darling going well for Mickey Hughlin's at $3.70. Another one by Toronado. Schwarzy Elaine is at $3.90. Santero, $4.80. And it's classified for Lindsay Smith, teaming up with Brett Preble again at $6.50. And Demando, a pretty good push from Andrew Noblitz, a good price at $8 as well, Dean. So who do you like here?
Yeah, I thought the value might be it's classified around the $6.50, Michael. I thought she was beaten first up by Lulu Darling, but then went onto the soft ground at Geelong last start, and I thought won well, got onto the best ground, but was still pretty effective and hard fit now, and I think can run well. But there's good chances here. There's one that's been trialling really well called Kakeel, number 3. She's had two recent jump outs, and I would say she's improved significantly on that win at Colac last preparation. So I'm a bit wary of her at a price. 7, Santero. It's got to run a strong 1,400 metres. Was the late scratching at the barriers at Caulfield a couple of weeks ago, has had a soft trial at Bendigo since then, and Lulu Darling certainly well and truly in the mix, just carrying the 60 kilos on the testing grounds, the challenge, but looks a promising enough type. But yeah, I thought five was a bit of value, but any of those four, I think, have got legitimate winning chances. 5, 3, 7, and 1.
5, 3, 7, and 1. It's classified around about $6.50. Dino's on top selection each way in race number three. Race number four. This is over the 1,600 metres and it is a benchmark 64. In this race, we can take out 2, 6, and 8. And this was the race where Andrew Noblett said Livingston Falls is probably his best of the day, but there is a query over the deteriorating track. It's at $2.70, Worsfold $3.20, Highland Jack at $7.50, and then Rich Dane out to $8. They're the only ones under double figure odds here, Dean. Do you like the favourite? Are you concerned now about the weather?
Oh, a little bit concerned about Andrew's comments. I certainly think she's a superior horse on dry ground. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But I do think that she's effective enough on the wet to probably get away with this sort of grade. I'm actually thinking she's a lot better than 64 grade. And I think she can probably win here, Livingston Falls. The danger's certainly Worsfold, who absolutely strolled home at Werribee last start. Bigger track, longer trip will suit, and he seemed very comfortable in the ground that day. Eaglemont's the real query, an import for the Mar Eustace stable and OTI. Looks to have trialled okay. Trialled at Terrelgan, was back inside horses and wasn't really tested. I thought went okay there. And number five, Rich Dane, who was placed last start behind Furamond, who we'll talk about soon. I think that form stacks up pretty well. 9, 7, 1, and 5.
9, 7, 1, and 5. Would you expect that 270 to get out now, Dean?
Well, yeah, I think there's a possibility of that. And I think Worsfold will be very hard in the market. So, yeah, I don't think there'll be much between them come jump time. But, no, I'm happy to go with Livingston Falls, but thinking that, you know, she's probably a Saturday City winner in the making on dry ground, but she might get away with a 64 midweek on the soft ground.
All right. That is Livingston Falls. Maybe keep an eye on the track conditions in race number four, currently the $2.70 favourite, and Dino's on top selection. Half the card down today. Let's take a quick break. On the other side of this, it will be the quaddy.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview, looking at Sandown Hillside, Ladbrokes meeting today. Dino, I'm not sure if you're listening to young Jacko, Jackson France, the producer, and Gareth talking about this mat race over in the States between Tim Tetrick and Charles Oliveira, who I know you're a big MMA fan, is a world superstar over there. I'm going to play the closing stages. They've just run it, and Gareth will have more on RSN Central. Who would you be with, Dino, in this mat race?
Well, let's go to the audio tape.
Okay.
At the top of the stretch, who do you like? Charles Oliveira and Tim Tetrick square off here in the one-mile match race. And on the outside, it's Tim Tetrick battling back at the inside is Charles Oliveira. This is going to get close. Charles Oliveira, the UFC lightweight champion, is digging in and holding on. Charles Oliveira.
Well, there you go, Dino. The Hall of Famers got beaten by the UFC world champion.
Remarkable scenes, Michael.
You're speechless, Dino.
Well, I've seen the vision of it, so it's remarkable. Anyway,
he doesn't have a bad seat in the sulky for a world champion UFC fighter. Unfortunately,
yeah, there was a bit of action in the first lap. It seemed one of them broke pretty badly, but
Excellent.
There you go. Mate, I didn't think we'd be talking this topic today, but luckily I had Sky going at the right moment.
You are across everything, Dino. So G Hall, we'll have more on that mat race a little later. All right, let's straighten back up. Let's get to the first leg of the quaddie today, which was race number five. It's a benchmark 70 for the fillies and mares over the mile. In this race, we can take out 10 and 14. White Hibiscus Good to see Willow back. Danny O'Brien, $4.20. Alana Kelly rides Leal, which is the $4.80 second favourite. Under My Spell, also at $4.80. And then we're out to Mrs. Beckham at $6.50. And Godaline, who Nobby said is definitely fit enough second up to win at $8.50. Do we need a few in this first leg of the quaddie?
Yeah, I think we can take a few, Michael. I'm going with number 12, and that is Under My Spell. I think this mare's in pretty good form. The only failure was in the good race in Adelaide, but back to winning form last start. I think she'll get a lovely run just behind the speed and be hard to beat. In saying that, I think Leal's a good winning chance because she's going to get pretty easy run up on the pace. We've seen the Mick Kent horses in recent times, such as Falls and a couple of others, ride the speed and make their own luck on these tracks and run well. And Alana Kelly executing the rides beautifully. So I certainly think Leal's got a good winning chance. 13, White Hibiscus. I think she's a real talent. I don't trust her temperament. Some days she gets very hot in the mounting yard and can get very worked up. The blinkers go back on here. I think if she's on song, she's a legitimate winning chance, but it really is up to her. And Godaline, I don't know. She'd probably need the track to be favouring the run-on horses to win, but her first up run was good. Her second up run last preparation was absolutely outstanding at Saturday level behind Shandy. That would nearly win this race, so I am wary of her. But, yeah, it's a good competitive race, 12, 8, 13 and 1.
12, 8, 13 and 1. So Dino's on top selection Under My Spell, trained by Nigel Blackiston. It'd be good for Nigel to have a city win. He's been through a lot after that track work incident a few months ago, and he was with the Brecky boys this morning. Let's hear what he had to say about Under My Spell.
Yeah, she's a very quality mare. Just can't travel to Adelaide, so I've gone there. She's performed poorly for me. I'm having good support from Cambridge Stud. She's beautifully bred. We gave her a nice confident boost on the synthetic a couple of weeks ago, and I think she's in the right race today.
All right, that's a little bit of cream on top, the confidence, if you like, Under My Spell after Dino put it on top. And Nigel Blackiston, pretty confident as well. Second leg of the quaddie is race number 6. It's a benchmark 70 over 1,800 metres. And for a midweek race, this is pretty strong. We can take out a few scratchings in this event as well. 1, 3, 5, 12, 14, 15, 16, 17 and 18. Hosier, 155, has been crunched in the market. Acceleration, $5.50. Furamond at $7.50. And then we're out to Bondi Sands first up from Danny O'Brien's stable at $10 today. Dino, I think if any of the top three horses had met any other race on a midweek, they'd probably start favourite. This is a really strong midweek edition.
Yeah, it's a tremendous race, Michael. But I think Hosier's got to be your starting point. He's been tremendous in his two wins this time in, both at Bendigo, riding the speed, making his own luck. And I think 1,800 he's going to relish, and he's the one to beat. I think Furamond's a really good talent, and that was an enormous win first up. And as you said, any other race, he'd be a clear-cut favourite. That's the race for me. I'm putting in for the placings Pré de Toire, who gets through the ground okay and can get into the placings. And Acceleration, look, he's going to get a beautiful run from the draw, probably tracking Hosier, but I'm nearly convinced he's a 1,400-metre horse. I'm fascinated to see how he goes being lengthened out. To date, I think his best form is over 1,400, so I've got him next best. But 11 and 7 for me. 11, 7, 13 and 8.
11, 7, 13 and 8. Is Hosier a horse that could play some kind of bit part role during the spring?
I think he'd be a bit player this spring and maybe a major player next spring. Yeah, I think I would think he'd build his qualifications this spring so that, yeah, the spring of 2022's already set up for him.
All right. He is a very exciting horse and $1.55 favourite in race number 6 today. Race 7 is a benchmark 70 over 1,400 metres. In this race, we can take out 6, 13, 16, 17, 18 and 19. And Chris Waller has the favourite here, Love Planet. Only lightly raced and well performed. Haven't seen her for over 200 days. But it was an impressive win at the Valley. And first up, it is a $3.10 favourite. Exolidia is at $5.50. The Difference, $6. And Caffrey, first up for Peter Moody today, is at $6.50. And good to see Luke Nolan back in the saddle as well. Welcoming back a few jockeys in the last couple of days. Dino, do you like this favourite first up?
Oh, I think he's got a great chance, Michael. I am tipping him on top, Love Planet. He's trialled up pretty well. He was beaten by a fair margin in the trial. But Zoo Dancer looks as though, I mean, she's a talent anyway, but looks as though she's come back really well. Might be a bit good player in the early part of spring. So I think Love Planet tried well enough to win a race like this. So I'm going to go with him to beat Caffrey, who I think probably early in the campaigns when you want to catch him. And he's won two of three first up. So I think he can run well fresh. 12. Ex-leader. I thought her last run was just fair, but previous runs were good, and this is a race that she's suited in. And I think the best wet tracker in the race is Wicklow Town, number three. My little query on him is that he does go up 7 kilos for that good run at Saturday grade last start, but certainly the conditions are well and truly in his favour. 10, 8, 12 and 3.
10, 8, 12 and 3. Would you take 3.10, Love Planet?
No. I think this is more about 370, 380 the field. And yeah, he'd be favourite, but I think that's a bit short.
All right. Love Planet, the favourite, but maybe wait for it to get out, according to Dino. Race number 8 is a 64 over 1,000 metres. In this race, we take out 2, 5, 7, 8 and 18. And the favourite here is Brazen Bully on the backup. Got a good push from Sam Freeman yesterday about Brazen Bully, and it's the $3.40 favourite. Zivira is at $3.60, Fast and Deep $6, and Just Malcolm at $6.50 as well. Do you like the Bully on the backup?
Oh, he's got a great chance. I think the market's really narrowed it down to four chances. I totally agree. I'm going to go with Zivira. I thought the first up run was good, but only just ahead of Brazen Bully. Both of them go up significantly in weight for those last runs, but they are nicely down in grade. 9, Just Malcolm. I think these conditions really suit. 1,000 metres suits. He can run well. And Fast and Deep's having an absolutely breakout campaign, career best form, and can be competitive again. I think they're the main chances. 11, 12. 9 and 6.
11, 12, 9 and 6. Some nice horses in action today at Ladbrokes on the hillside. Who's your best, Dean?
Well, we're going with Andrew Noblett, and hopefully Livingston Falls can provide. Race 4, number 9. The best value, we'll go back a race. Race 3, number 5, it's classified for the quaddie. The first leg, I think it's the load-up leg, numbers 1, 7, 8, 12 and 13. Second leg, 7 and 11. Third leg, 3, 5, 8, 10 and 12. And come home on 6, 9, 11 and 12.
All right, Dino. What are we doing? What was the play of the day? Sorry.
Oh, play of the day. I think that just the two that I really like, Michael, probably a win and a place, race 3, number 5. It's classified into the win race for number 9, Livingston Falls.
All right, I love it. I don't think finals are through
for
Flemington on Saturday. I've been trying to refresh, but without seeing the final field, what's your gut feel about Dice Roll? Is he a forgive job after the last start on Saturday?
Oh, I think so. I think I think the key was that he didn't really know how to lead, and the other thing was that Nick Ryan made the very valid point. He wouldn't get on the right leg, so he didn't switch until late, and that's why he got that late surge in the last 50 metres or so. You'd love him to have changed leg at about the 200, and you can sort of watch the replay and see Fred Kersley visibly trying to get him to swap over, but he can't, he couldn't get him to do that. And I think he'd done that earlier. He might have even won that race. So, yeah, looking forward to seeing him Saturday.
And interesting, the 2-year-old, the Biley, over 1,800 metres as well for these young horses.
Yes, Elcyon won it last year, trying to get towards the Derby, and it just grounds them up, gets them good grounding with regard to the spring, and I think it'll be pretty well received. I think that the third or fourth year we've run it. It used to be many years ago over 2,000 metres on Grand National Steeple Day, so it's good that it's been reinvented.
Good on you, Dino. Good luck today.
Thank you, Michael.